At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
There's a new approach to treating diastolic heart failure. More from USA's Anthony Lucero.
Diastolic heart failure is a disease in which the heart becomes rigid, causing excess blood to seep into the lungs and cause breathing problems. Cardiologist Remy Kawash says there's no effective treatment for it.
Other than diuretics, we don't have any way of dealing with the patient's symptoms. It's just like when you have a traffic jam, instead of backing up all the way back to the lung, you create kind of a detour that kind of take you around the lung.
But Dr. Kawash says a new implantable device that's about the size of a dime seems to help with the excess blood buildup. He's currently leading a clinical trial at Ohio State University Medical Center in order to test this. He says it holds real promise for the 2.5 million Americans affected by diastolic heart failure. I'm Anthony Lucero.
The Pentagon is asking hackers to give it their best shot to test the cybersecurity of U.S. Defense Department websites. The program called Hack the Pentagon is modeled after similar competitions conducted by big U.S. companies to discover security gaps in their networks. The pilot project next month will invite vetted outside hackers to look for security gaps in Defense Department sites before malicious hackers can exploit them. Country star Merle Haggard is back in the hospital with a recurring case of pneumonia. People magazine says the 78-year-old performer is undergoing treatment for the same illness that sidelined him late last year. The country music legend rose to fame in the 1960s. Haggard's current concert tour is on hold as he recovers. We're on the web at westernjournalism.com. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Welcome to Talented People. It's already 3 o'clock, 3:03 actually, on March 2nd. I do not believe it's 3:03, and I can't believe it's March already. I feel like I missed the whole month. I was gone on a cruise, and I hope you guys had a great February. I can't believe it. The whole month went by. Colleen Kelly, my business partner from Jeannie Murphy PR, was in the studio. I know she had a good time, and we hope you enjoyed the shows. Today, we have two back-to-back Talented People shows. We're featuring some of the stars, hosts of the Princeton Television Network, and I'll get back to both those in a minute, but I hope you stay with us from 3 to 4 and 4 to 5. Give you a quick update on the weather forecast if you happen to be in the area. Today, this afternoon, sunny with a high near 41, breezy with a northwest wind 18 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 36 miles per hour. Clear tonight with a low about 19 and increasing clouds with a high about 37 tomorrow on Thursday. Snow coming into our world on Thursday night. Snow likely mainly after 1 a.m. on Thursday night. Cloudy with a low about 24. They're expecting the accumulation to be 1 to 2 inches are possible. Friday, snow likely before 1 in the afternoon, then a chance of rain and snow. Mostly cloudy with a high of 35. It's 60% chance of precipitation, and they expect less than an inch on Friday afternoon. Partly cloudy with a low about 23 on Friday night, and then mostly sunny all day on Saturday with a high of 41. And a chance of snow again on Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low about 26. And then partly sunny all day long on Sunday again with a high of 43. So stay with us. We're going to go to our real quick break, and we'll be right back with Talented People.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. It's 3:05 on March 2nd, and I want to tell you about our guest today. She's a very, very special person. Her name is Natasha Sherman. She is a life success coach, a life strategist, and a trainer. Like any coach, Natasha works with individuals and groups to play better and win bigger. But in the games of life, business, career, relationships, change, and transitions, peak performance, communication, health, and well-being, and even fun and balance. As well as having rigorous leadership training in transformational education and empowerment coaching, Natasha has traveled the world working and training with a range of people from business leaders to lifelong learners. Having lived and trained for almost a year at a yoga center in India and having been a nationally certified massage therapist when appropriate, she easily incorporates stress reduction techniques and philosophies as well as spiritual inquiry into her coaching, which we're going to learn all about this, so stay with us. She graduated from IPEC, the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching, which is a massive differentiator, by the way, because I know you probably hear coaching a lot. This is a very professional person here, very trained, in 2001, and she had her own coaching business ever since then. She's also the host and a producer of the acclaimed television show Natasha on Princeton Community Television. She's always in like the top 10 shows, so you're going to really want to listen to the next hour. Her up and close personal interviews span the spectrum of our humanity on subjects ranging from tattoos to nuclear weapons, spiritual inquiry, creative expression, social change, personal change, surviving the unsurvivable, wrongful conviction, addiction, and more. As with her coaching clients, her goal is to have her audience's lives expanded as well. You can see a lot of her past archive shows from the Princeton television station on Vimeo. So you would just go to vimeo.com/channels/Natasha. Just so you know, her ideal client is anyone who's hungry for a next step or a next level in some area of their life who is willing to reach for it in some way. We all want more of something. We just don't always know how to get there. And that's what her job is to do. Effectively, she works with people to develop the mastery to live by design and not by default. All right. So welcome to the show, Natasha.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad to have you here. You know, we've seen your shows and watched you over the years at Princeton Television, some of the amazing work that you've done, how much you really care about people. And so to us, to have you here in studio to talk about who you are and give you a chance to explain all about what you do for coaching and you know, really how you touch the world. And then also share with us some of your experiences through the TV shows and so on. Because like I said, you know, she has her own business out there and we want you to listen closely. We'll give you some information on how to reach her, and then at the same time you'll learn more about the show that you can watch on television as well. You can stream online. So
awesome. Where would you like me to start?
I think we should start at the beginning. I would like to know, you have a tagline and you use it. It's live by design and not by default. So what I want to do is find out more about why you chose that tagline, what it means, why you're a coach, and just a little bit about you.
Sure. So, you know, my personal journey has always been, you know, if you look back over the years, you kind of see there was a path, even when you didn't know it was a path. But it kind of has always been, my investment has always been in growth and expansion, personal development, personal evolution. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people think that that means you're looking to fix yourself, and I'm sure there are times where I was looking to fix myself. But I don't see people as needing to be fixed. I think we all long to grow and expand. Everything longs to grow and expand. And so the problem is, as human beings, you know, mostly we are creatures of habit. And that serves us in some ways, but what it does is it kind of shuts us down also, because very often we operate on automatic pilot. And that's called the default position, you know? So we find ourselves in the same place, the same way, the same time. And again, it's not bad, but then if you start to question, why are people so dissatisfied? Well, part of it is life keeps looking the same, and the same results, and the same situations. And so for me, it's the idea of exploring the default positions and then starting to design your life. You know, I keep telling my clients, when you were lying in that crib, when you were born, you didn't have any opinions. You had potentialities. You weren't lying there thinking, oh, she's thinner than I am, or he has more money than I do, or look at that color, that's not going to work so well, or, you know, so none of that was there. And then we go into, you know, person training, you know. I'm someone who this, and I'm someone who that. And then things happen, and we make decisions about life. And I keep going back to whatever it is that's running you now, it's not fixed. You can go back to that baby without fixed opinions. And it's not, if it's not working for you, if there's some area of life that's not working for you, then it's time to take a look and start really examining what you believe about it and what you believe about life, and then start dismantling and then start designing what you want.
I like that. I understand now the default and design. I'm just curious, like, to you, first, how would someone go about getting in touch with you if they wanted to speak with you about your business of coaching? Tell everyone what would be the best way to
the
get
in touch. The best way is really to either call me, 609-689-9063. I also consistently write articles every 2 months in Mercer County Woman. And
Wow.
So they're coaching-based.
That's nice.
And I teach classes. I have ongoing classes and groups, and people can join those. People can talk to me about individual coaching. I have a website. It's www.natashasherman.com. It kind of is getting ready for a facelift, but it does have really everything I said on there really still holds true. And they can email me at Z like zebra, S like Sam, and the word coach, NZScoach@Verizon.net.
Great. All right. So now let's talk a little bit about some of these, you know, you graduated from a pretty impressive coaching school for sure. And then also you were saying, I was reading on your bio about how you had been on yoga and all traveling the world and stuff. How did all of this experience bring you to where you are today? Is it all
Is it part of it? There seems like there's so much good in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, again, my television show is kind of an offshoot of the same thing. It's not separate from who I am. So as a coach, what happens in my television show is I really am all about giving people a voice. And I'm not interested in famous people. They get enough. You know, I'm interested in people who have something to say, but it's undiscovered and it's unheard yet. And so I always keep in mind that each of my shows, I want my audience to learn something, some useful piece of information, not just about someone, but about themselves and about what's possible. Because I think we are pure potentiality. You know, I actually tell my clients, carry a baby picture of yourself around, pre-verbal. That's still you in there. You can get back to, you know, pure potentiality. We've just been kind of crusted over. You know, we have to peel off the barnacles. And so it's all intermeshed. The idea of people are extraordinary, as you know. And so for me as a coach, it's about bringing people to the place where they see that about themselves and empowering them and getting them out of their default position. And it is a training. You know, we've lived in our default positions for so many years. It's not that there's anything wrong, but it's not always useful.
Right.
And it's just like the television show, you know, so people get a chance to express something that, and lately I've been interviewing a lot of people who have had terrible things happen in their lives. And somehow they come through the other side.
To me, like, I hate to say my favorite stories, but the ones I am
They're the most compelling.
Inspired by.
And so in how do my travels fit in this? Well, I studied a lot of Eastern philosophy, but what I really got out of traveling the world was people are people everywhere.
Really?
And God, all we want to do is connect, you know? Our differences aren't the most important thing. People everywhere just want to connect and engage. You know, you stop to talk to somebody who can't speak English, but they just love to to connect in some way. Mm-hmm. So it's all tied in. I have this wonderful quote. I didn't write it, but which kind of describes, you know, it's all about how you think. And it says, if you always do what you have always done, you will probably get what you have always gotten. If you always think what you have always thought, you're still going to get what you've always gotten. So it's really the thinking that has to change.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, it's interesting to me because even you having a television show, mm-hmm. being that you have your own business and coaching, seems like that was kind of a step in a default slash design for yourself. Like you went into television hosting and producing and just to share more of what you want to do. I mean, that's kind of, isn't that an interesting leap? It's almost like you're practicing what you preach.
Yes.
That's what I love about you. Yeah. And I love about your shows. And I want everybody to know that we're talking to Natasha Sherman right now. She's the host and producer of a show called Natasha on Princeton Television. You can look it up on Vimeo. You can watch it online. It's on Channel 30 if you happen to be in the Mercer area. We're going to go to our first break and we're going to learn more about her coaching services and about her television show. So stay with us. We hope you're enjoying Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Heide & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heide & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heide & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, welcome back to Talented People. It is already 3:18 on March 2nd. Hope you're having a great day. My guest in studio today is Natasha Sherman, and she's a coach, quite extensively trained and has had her own business for a long time, since 2001. Is that right?
Yes.
And then also is the host and producer of a television show called Natasha, which is always in the top 10 shows on Princeton Television. Every time we get the results back, we're always so proud of her. So anyway, congratulations again on the show and on your work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk about, as your business is, you know, where that your coaching tagline is live by design and not default, which makes total sense. It's like, thanks for the clarification, by the way, because it's pretty intense. Tell us about your services. What is a typical person like that comes to you, and what happens with all that for those out there listening?
Well, interestingly enough, there is no typical person. You know, the issue is coaching is a relatively new profession, but it's becoming more mainstream. You hear about it in corporations where they'll hire coaches. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's always somebody walking around saying, do you know a good plumber or a good mechanic? But typically you don't hear people walking around saying, do you know a good coach?
True.
Because it is relatively new. But the whole thing is that most of us live as if this is it, or like our real life is waiting. Somehow it's going to magically appear when X happens. Mm-hmm. And it takes a certain amount of discomfort for some people to finally say, wait a minute, I'm not happy with the way my life is going. And so the thing is that, you know, so I've got clients who come to me because they're working in a company, but they want to go to and start their own business, and they're terrified and whatever. So that's one. People who are getting divorced, women who are, you know, just all of a sudden they were stay-at-home moms, and now everything changes. Men who are getting divorced and how they deal with, you know, visitation with children and everything else. It's just a lot of transition. And I think, you know, it's like growth starts to happen where discomfort starts. I always say to people, you know, if you get a cut, thank God there's pain. That's what gives you some attention. You go, oh, wait a minute, I need to do something here. So it's the same thing when you're living life and you're in that zone of discomfort. It's like, wait a minute, there's something that needs attention. So I have those. A lot of people are really so inundated. You know, young fathers who both parents are working, and I have a client, and they're working 12, 14 hours a day, and they're spending 4 hours on the train. And it's like, how do I then, you know, commit to my family? How do I create balance? A lot of us live as if we are the victims of our circumstances, so that we see it as impossible to change. I have a relatively new client who it's just the way it is. And just some simple things like coaching her to say, I'm sorry, but I can't do that.
Oh, boy, I know.
That's I'm sorry, but I can't stay these 3 extra hours.
Yeah.
You know, it's like because you get to say how your life goes. And if you fall into saying yes all the time, then we train people what to expect from us. And nobody's going to say, oh, please don't be so great. Please don't stay those 3 extra hours. You're going to give them. They're going to take them. So it's kind of looking like, how do I train people how I want to be in my life, what I'm willing to do, what I'm not willing to do, what I'm willing to ask for? So a lot of it is just – so there's something about balance sometimes, and a lot of people are just so stressed out. And they just don't know how to intrude, how to break into that. And it's so kind of like taking them by the hand. It's a step-by-step process. You know, it's that famous – quote, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like that. I keep saying, you know, it's a journey, not a sudden landing. So it's a process. So, you know, and people will say, well, are you a business coach? And in the world of business, they say, oh, you should, you know, create this niche business coach or this coach. And I finally, and it makes sense on a marketing scale, you know.
Right.
But I thought, I'm a you coach. I'm a person coach because you're the common denominator in your life. You're the same person who shows up at work. You're the same person who shows up in your relationship. You're the same person who shows up in your family. So I'm coaching you to be a better you.
That's awesome. I have to say, you know, because I do hear about a lot of business coaches through our authors and so on. But it is interesting to hear what you're saying about that you're the same person in all those different places. So you're a you coach that you can – it must be fascinating to be you when a customer client comes along and starts to tell you their story. And then because of all your training and everything, you can kind of cut through, you know, to being able to just cut to the chase, really, and say, here's, you know, what's going on with you? What's that feel like? And do they take it well? Like, do people usually, like, are they very receptive? How long does it take?
Well, you know, I had one client who, she was one of my first clients, and I would describe her as a people repellent.
Oh.
She was obnoxious and abrasive, and I loved her. And because for me, anyone who's going to show up and say, I'm committed to
help.
This, I'm scared, I don't know how to do this, but I'm willing to do this. Oh, my God. It's like the
respect.
Best. Yeah. And so it took her 2 years before she actually finally admitted that she had something to do with the way people reacted to her.
Wow.
Now, that's the longest.
Yeah, no,
ever
no,
taken.
No. But,
but she hung in there.
Right.
And she finally would say, oh, God, I know I did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is mostly when you're doing this coaching with these people, is it usually something that does always go back to them? And again, like you said, it's kind of like their standard operating procedure so that you can, once you convince them that they have kind of self-inflicted this issue or something, then you start to grow.
And everybody has a different coaching style. I, you know, and again, everybody requires something. I've had clients who say to me, okay, now I need you to get tougher on me.
Wow.
Okay, good. And then other client, at other times they'll say, you know what? I need you to back off a little. So they get to design it. I happened, my style is somewhat direct. And I was sharing today that, you know, I said something in a course that I'm teaching, a coaching class or group, and on the first night, I pointed something out to one of the participants, and it was a little sharp. It was something that the way she articulated things consistently. So let's say, for instance, and it wasn't this. She kept interrupting.
Wow.
So I would jump on that, but not jump on it in a mean way. But I did. I kind of interjected. First night, this is what you're doing. And so just the other night, one of the other people said, gosh, I found that like jarring, like that you did that. And I said, you know, but the one who I said it to said, I got it. Mm-hmm. I said, because we've heard all this stuff over and over again. I have to say it in a way that you're going to hear it.
Right.
It's kind of like a little bolt of lightning.
Right.
And it's a fine line for me to walk, but I'm not selling out on you by softening it.
Right. It's almost like kind of like you're not being paid to lie to you or something. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like if I'm going to go to you and ask for your help, then I want you to
yes.
give me the truth back or
yes.
otherwise none of it's going to work.
Yep.
And I think it's really hard though to find people because like I liked what you were just describing as like you were saying, you know, you had to make that decision, the fine line as to go for it to express your point, to get across to that person. A lot of people, I think, you know, wouldn't take that step because they'd be too afraid that
yes.
something might happen. They will lose the client or something. And then nothing's really progress, right?
That's right.
And it yeah.
And I remember being in a
training.
And
everybody has probably a different, like the person who observed you said that she was
yes.
jarred by it. She probably needs a different approach from you on how to
yes.
issue with her,
yes.
you know?
And it was great that she brought it up.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I was in a training once where, you know, the trainer wasn't managing it. I got very clear very early on. She was more committed to being nice than to our transformation.
Wow.
And
so what do you do with that?
I called her up. You know, that's one of the things we talk about in coaching. You know, we love our complaints and we live in our complaints and we don't deal with them directly. And, you know, I say, if you have a problem with PSE&G, you don't call Verizon. So why do you talk about your complaints mm-hmm. to somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there's a way to effectively deal with complaints. So it's really, I called her up. I had this complaint and I called her up and I said, you know, this is what happens and our eyes are glazing over because you're letting people talk on and on ad nauseum, you know, and not managing the conversation. She was brilliant. At the end of it, she said, I hear you. I got it. Do you have a request?
Wow. That
wow.
must be so rewarding, right? Especially when you can see
yeah.
the change and then the actual acceptance and the implementation. And then there's
and
like
she
a
said,
different person.
She said, I said, yes, manage the conversation differently so that it's more effective and it's not letting people go on and on. She said, I accept your request. And that's one of the things we're so afraid. We hint. We don't make requests. We hope other people will make it happen for us.
Mm-hmm.
I watched this interview with Diane Sawyer, and somebody, they were interviewing her about her. And they said, what were some of the most impactful things you've heard? And one of them, she said, was a woman who said to her, we all have complaints, but inherent in most complaints is an unspoken request. Skip the complaint and go to the request.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
But it takes, you know, people are afraid. They're
yeah.
afraid they're going to, so it takes, again, when working with a coach, you're training them, you give them, they start a little bit, they back off. It's not, you know, me cracking the whip.
No. I'm just visualizing it in my head. I'm thinking about somebody who would say, I'm ready to stand up to bat, you know? And
yes.
then when they come in, like you said, you can see that they're already going to try. And then there's the people who aren't even thinking of trying. And then if you happen to stumble upon them, what I'm thinking if I were in your shoes is that when you're observing other people who haven't come to you for their services, you could probably see where they could need some help.
Yes.
And
oh, my God, yes.
You know what I mean?
It's
and
hard
you're
to
like,
watch.
Oh, yeah. I would be like, oh, my God. Because you'd be like, how do you tell them, look, you know what, you're really doing this and you could be doing it better. And then if they're not ready, because they, like you said, the respect
right.
involved with the people who do stand up to bat.
People really want to defend their positions.
Mm-hmm.
And we all want change, but we don't want to change.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
I know. That's me. Totally.
So
I get it.
It's somebody will come to me. You know, I have an initial free consult and somebody will come to me and we'll talk and they'll say, yes, yes, yes. And then they back off. I don't think. And you really get, they're terrified. But all it takes is one simple step. And then it's so hard for me to watch them go back to where they were.
I bet. I really do bet. We're going to have to go to our half break. But I do want to ask you to talk about your consultation session that you just mentioned.
Yes.
Three, and then we'll go to our break and we'll be right back to talk to you more about.
Okay.
Go ahead. Tell, where would people go to
The consultation? Mm-hmm. So, coaching, a lot of coaching is done by phone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
I coach clients I've never met. I remember I used to have Skype calls with someone in Estonia.
Wow.
So it's just as effective.
I'm sure. Yeah.
So I have clients I've never met. And so a lot of it is done by phone. Locally, if they want to meet face-to-face, I do a lot of diner coaching.
I bet. Sure. Right.
And so it's really comfortable. I'm just not willing to add a lot of travel time. So they, if they come to the diner around the corner from me, it's great. I do face-to-face. I want to make it work for them. Mm-hmm. So in terms of my initial consult, I'll meet with someone, even for an hour. We talk about what's going on, you know, and then they get a feel for who I am. I get a feel for what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then we could see, you know, does this make sense to you? They can get a sense of whether they're ready for this or not. Mm-hmm. So that's how it starts.
That's so interesting. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I actually did not have any idea. I'm glad I asked. Learn something new every day to have a consultation on the phone, just because really it is. I'm going to tell you my problems, my story,
yes.
And you're going to give me an assessment, which makes total sense. All right, we're going to go to a break. Again, you can hear me coughing over here. Talented people, Jeannie Murphy. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The international community has strongly condemned North Korea's weapons of mass destruction proliferation activity and its continued efforts to advance its nuclear missile programs with unprecedented sanctions.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest is applauding new UN sanctions on North Korea.
We welcome this unanimous resolution as a firm, united, and appropriate response by the international community to North Korea's recent provocations that flagrantly violated multiple Security Council resolutions.
Earnest told a briefing that the North must abandon its nuclear ambitions. The sanctions are in a response to North Korea's underground nuclear test in January and a recent rocket launch. A divided Supreme Court is taking up a major abortion case for the first time in nearly a decade. The case involves a Texas law which puts tough restrictions on abortion doctors and clinics. Conservative Justice Antonin Scalia died last month, leaving an ideological split on the high court. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, is this the right price on paper?
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on the office items you use most.
How do you know what my office uses most?
We have low prices on pens, coffee, pencils, tech products, ink, and paper.
You do know what we use most. You're like a psychic.
Well, that's just what I see in your cart.
Oh, right.
Go to Staples for everyday low prices, plus special deals for even more savings. Make everyday low prices happen. Make everything for your business happen. Staples, make more happen.
Coming off of Super Tuesday, we just got word that GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson says he will not attend tomorrow's debate in Detroit and that he doesn't see a political path forward. The retired neurosurgeon will make a speech about his political future Friday at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland. Meanwhile, the Democratic and Republican presidential frontrunners are hoping to build on their Super Tuesday momentum. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump both came up big, winning 7 states. Texas Senator Ted Cruz notched a trio of wins. Now with more of USA Radio News wrap-up of Super Tuesday, here's senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
After winning most Super Tuesday states, Donald Trump defended his positive statements about Planned Parenthood.
Millions of women have been helped by Planned Parenthood. But we're not going to allow and we're not going to fund as long as you have the abortion going on at Planned Parenthood. And we understand that. And I've said it loud and clear.
Trump also took a shot at Marco Rubio's claims he can still win, saying that rival Ted Cruz has at least one something, unlike Marco. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help.
What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Republican leaders hold tight to their pledge not to confirm any Obama nominee to replace Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest saying the president did meet with leading Senate Republicans and Democrats to discuss it.
The president did indicate that he would take seriously any recommendations that either Democrats or Republicans had to put forward.
But Earnest conceded, and Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid agreed, that nothing had changed during that short 40-minute meeting when it came to the Republican side. Reid saying it looks like Republicans are, quote, waiting to see what President Trump will do. GOP leaders argue that the nomination should be made by the next president after the election. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Chick-fil-A is offering customers a sweet deal to refrain from using their cell phones in their restaurants. Chick-fil-A will offer free desserts if they stay off their cell phones. Close to 200 Chick-fil-A franchise owners are putting boxes called cell phone coops on their tables. Instructions on the box direct customers to turn their phones to silent and put them in the box. People who leave their phones in the coop until they finish their meal can get a free ice cream dessert. Apple is reportedly working on a way to make it easier to find out if your boss is monitoring your iPhone. According to a post on Reddit, a beta version of Apple's latest mobile operating system includes a message on the lock screen that tells you when your phone is being supervised. This feature will be for employer-issued iPhones that are deployed through Apple's device enrollment program. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy here with our guest in studio. She's the host and producer of a show called Natasha, which is Natasha Sherman out of Princeton Television. And she's a coach with we've just been going over all of her services and all the years of her work in her own business and some of the reasons that she coaches. I wanted to ask you, Natasha, what is the difference between coaching and therapy?
Yeah, I love that question because mm-hmm. sometimes people think, oh, I don't need a therapist. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes I coach people who are also in therapy. So therapy is really dealing with usually some issues that are psychological, emotional, and that you're trying to process. During the coaching process, you will get insights about yourself, but I'm assuming that you got what it takes to move forward, and mm-hmm. we work with what you've got, with where you're at. So we're not dealing with, you know, again, therapy is appropriate for people who want to be in therapy. Mm-hmm. But it's two different processes. Mm-hmm. But people do get to know themselves at a much different level. And I have to say, one of the best things that happens out of it is they develop a really great relationship with themselves.
That's so nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which most people are lacking. You know, mm-hmm. all of us are kind of not good enough. I call it the not good enough gene that we humans have. But I hear people, you know, coming out at the other end and saying, yeah, I really have a great relationship with myself.
That is so great. I love it. Let's talk about, you have a 12-week period of classes, a 6-part course over 12 weeks coming up in April, starting on April 12th. I want everybody to know this is Master the Art of Living Life with Success. It is, again, Living by Design, Not Default. And it's with Natasha Sherman. It's a 6-part course in life success coach, learning how to play better and win bigger in business and career, in your personal life, in your relationships, and creating the kind of life that you desire. And over the it's 12 weeks, there's 6 parts to it. You're going to expect to come away with the tools to make you clearer and more resoundingly effective choices and making more. I have a cold here, as you can tell, guys. Sorry about that. Build more successful relationships, business and personal. Master change and transitions, which I know everybody's going through that. Create business and career growth and live with more satisfaction and fulfillment, thriving rather than surviving. I love that. So now on Tuesdays from 7 to 9, starting on April 12th, the location is at the, what is it, Norcom?
Norcom Mortgage.
Mortgage in Robbinsville. And its cost is $200. Pre-registration is required. The class size is limited, so we need you to call or email Natasha in order to get in touch and reserve your space. Her email address again is N as in Nancy, Z as in Zebra, S as in Sam, coach at Verizon.net. And her phone number is 609-689-9063. And Robbinsville is really not that far away. It's only about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Yeah, I do have someone in my class now, mm-hmm. as I said, from Flemington. Mm-hmm. And here's what I want to get. I just want to share one of my favorite quotes ever. And I saw it on the bathroom wall in a health food store in Massachusetts.
Wow, all right.
And
here.
It said, "You get what you settle for."
That's the bottom line, isn't it?
That's it. So I invite people, don't settle.
Right.
Don't settle.
I love it. I agree with you. If you're out there listening and you're needing and searching to kind of expand your life, then Natasha's the go-to girl here. Let's talk about your TV show. What is the mission of your show?
Really, again, it's really finding people who have stories that they're willing to share. There's always, for me, typically my guests have something that they went through and they came through on the other side. So, for instance, I interviewed a guy who at age 16 was convicted of rape and murder. He was wrongfully convicted.
Oh, my God.
Yes, coerced confession. And he spent 16 years in prison, and he was one of the lucky ones who got out, was exonerated. But his story is so harrowing. It just makes it very clear it could happen to any one of us.
Right.
And he has started an organization, the Jeffrey Deskovic Foundation for Justice, helping exonerate, wrongfully convicted. And then I interviewed someone who at 16 was sent to jail because he did kill someone. And his parents were police officers, go figure. And he got educated in jail, and he came out and now runs an organization that goes into prisons educating inmates, because there's 0 to 1% recidivism if they get educated. And
wow.
Most of them who do come out go into social services.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And it costs us so much just financially, forgetting about destroying lives and to keep people in prison. Whereas HBO apparently did a movie, a special, 0%, I think it is. So there was that. And then I interviewed the mother of a 6-year-old boy who was shot and killed in the Newtown school shooting.
I can't imagine.
No. And I almost didn't want to talk to her. I told her that. But she has started an organization called Jesse Lewis Choose Love.
Aww.
And she's creating... She forgave the shooter.
How's she doing?
Shooter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I got to see that show. It's on Vimeo,
right? Do you know that
right?
Jesse apparently, at the age of 6, had left a note on the chalkboard, phonetically written in a 6-year-old, saying, "Nurturing, healing, love." And she took that as her message. And she's creating school programs to teach children they have a choice about their feelings, a choice. She goes into prisons and talks about the impact of choosing love and not...
Well, do you know what she did for a living before all that happened? Can't imagine.
She has a business, and I can't remember what it is.
Well, it's just good that you can see where that bad happened. Something good came out of it.
And then I interviewed a guy in Vancouver, because I can do Skype interviews now.
Yeah,
and he was a former skinhead, white Aryan supremacist. And he now is heading an organization called Life After Hate. I mean, people come through terrible, terrible things, mm-hmm. and come out on the other side like these miraculous butterflies, you know?
So great that you can share the stories with everybody with your show. I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to an interview conversation with Natasha Sherman. Her show is called Natasha. And you can look it up on Vimeo and YouTube. It's broadcast actually on television in Princeton and the surrounding area out to like 60,000 households. And she's always in the top 10. Amazing guest. How do your guests come to you? Like just if anyone's out there has a story or they want to share, how would they get in touch?
They can call me, send me an email. You know, since I've been doing the show for a while, mm-hmm. people now who maybe have been guests or know me will say, you know, I have this guest and would you be interested? But since I listen to a lot of NPR mm-hmm. when I'm driving, mm-hmm. and I hear a guest that tweaks my interest, I call them up. I contact them. Would you be willing? And most of them say yes.
Of course. I'm sure they would, and especially with your show on Princeton and because of the mission of the show. And thank you, by the way, for that. Tell us a little bit more about how can people watch the show? I know I mentioned Vimeo and YouTube.
Yeah, so some of the shows are archived, and sometimes mm-hmm. there's a backlog there, so they're not archived immediately. Mm-hmm. But they can go to www.vimeo.com/, it could be either forward or backward, channels with an S, / Natasha.
Great.
So right. Then also I started my own YouTube channel so I can start uploading them. Mm-hmm. And if you just look for Natasha Sherman and you find one show, click on my name and it'll pop up all the shows that are there.
And they're 28 minutes long about?
Yeah. And another show that I did a couple of years ago, one of the most compelling shows also, was with Mark Crawford, who at that time was the head of an organization. He was the executive director of the New Jersey organization called SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. And he had been abused by a priest for years. And I had seen him in a documentary, and I did 2.5 hours with him. I mean, these are programs, you know, this is not like the topic of the day anymore.
Right.
It didn't disappear mm-hmm. for all of these people, mm-hmm. you know, who had this happen. And so they're worth watching 2 years later, 3 years later.
Oh, I bet. Yes, I know. And I know how great your shows are. We're going to go to our break real quick. It's already 3:46 on Talented People here on March 2nd. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Jeannie Murphy.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome back to the end of the show here. It's already 3:48 on Wednesday, the 2nd of March. Thanks for listening in. It's Talented People, and I'm having a conversation, which I'm really enjoying, with Natasha Sherman. She has her own business as a coach. I want to repeat to you out there, if you're interested in taking this, it's a six-part course over 12 weeks coming up shortly, April 12th already, on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9. It's only $200 for the entire 6 weeks. It's in Robbinsville. And it's from 7 to 9 at night. So if you wanted to get in touch with Natasha, the best way to do it is by phone 609-689-9063, or you can go to Natasha Sherman.com or email her at N as in Natasha, Z as in Zebra, S as in Sam Coach at Verizon.net. There's a whole wealth of information in the whole six classes, and you can find out more about that when you give her a call. And the same is if you wanted to set up a consultation to learn about her services for coaching, you can just give her a call, which is a free consultation.
Yes. Yes.
So we have just a couple minutes left. Why don't you just tell us a little bit more about what you want to share with everybody out there between your TV show and your work?
You know, all of it, as I said, is intertwined. My passion is empowering people to be the best that they could be, but to not the best as a competition or a fix it, but the best, like, to flower and blossom into their potential. And most of us at a certain age give up. Mm-hmm. We think it's a done deal, you know? And, or we live
That's
in...
That's an interesting question, actually, you bring up there. What about, is there an age range, or is there, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've worked with maybe 19 years old to 80. And it's interesting because I remember the 19-year-old, and at that age, usually face-to-face is much better, mm-hmm. and his mother insisted. And so he showed up and dragged himself out of the car. He had a hoodie on, you know, and he's playing on his phone, whatever.
Oh, I can picture
and
it.
Kept his sunglasses on, and I just ignore all of that. And so his mother left us alone. We talked for about an hour, and then he agreed to show up again. By the third visit, I didn't say anything. By the third visit, he was all dressed up, and he sits down in the booth at the diner and said, "Ah, I was looking forward to this, my time."
Wow.
Yeah.
That really is really great. That's a great, like, a very highly visual story, and I love it. My son is one of the hoodie guys, so I could picture it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was your 19-year-old. Then what about the 80-year-old types?
Well, you know, again, I just did Princeton Senior Resource Center, just had their annual event, and I did a workshop called Creating Your Bucket List. So this is not about the traditional what do you want to put on the list, mm-hmm. but kind of what do you want to create for your future in terms of how do you want to feel about it? And then what makes you feel that way? And then what about if you created a menu of all the things that make you feel that way and you start looking, do I want to put this on my list? Because it's about intentionality. And I had someone come up to me, he was in his 80s, and he said, you know, I was a professor, he's a PhD chemist, and he said, I kind of lived that way. He said, when I started my PhD, I thought, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And then he said, you just want to start operating like in the questions, like go for the unanswered questions. And he found the work environment that supported that, brainstorming. And he said, I realized when I retired, I didn't set that up.
Wow.
For myself.
Yes.
So I kind of just slid into it with no intention, no living by design. And he noticed the difference, you know? So even at 82, it's like, yeah, I can actually shift something here.
It seems to me like that would be almost like an ideal, if you have the energy. Like there's
yes.
so many healthy people older now, too. Yeah. not me today. But anyway, you know, where you would have a kind of like a blank spot. And it's like, I've done so much and I want to be and feel the same way or better. How do I fill in that that space?
You know, there was a quote that I came across the other day, and it said, I didn't come this far to only come this far.
Oh, I love it. You should
collect quotes.
I was going to say, that those should be putting out on your social media when you get to that
yes.
place, because people
yes.
would just hook right onto those, especially when they strike you, because that's what you do.
Yeah.
So any other words of wisdom for those out there? Got about 3
minutes.
Don't settle.
You know, even if things look bad, it's like, you know, it's what we believe it creates our life. So I always say, you know, if you think New York is dangerous, all points of view coexist at the same time, and you can find evidence for every point of view. So if you think New York is dangerous, you're going to go into New York and you're going to see what you already believe.
Right.
All the dangerous aspects. Mm-hmm. If you go into New York and you think New York is exciting, it doesn't mean you ignore potential danger, but what you're going to notice is the evidence for things that are exciting. So what happens is if you believe that your life is over, you're stuck, your spouse is this, you can't have this kind of relationship, all you're going to notice is the evidence to support that.
Right.
And what I'm saying is don't believe everything you think.
I don't believe everything you think. I love it. No, it's true.
Yeah.
And it exactly, just again, a visual on the New York City thing. Like, it's the way that you view in your lens and what you see.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a different lens. Mm-hmm. And we can all find evidence to support our lens. But if your life isn't, if you're not feeling delighted with your life, mm-hmm. create some new evidence. Point yourself in a direction. Shift your gaze.
It must be fun to watch someone shift. I mean, I know we mentioned that a little bit, not as intensely as now. But I was just thinking about, like, when you do have someone who comes in the lens that they think New York is dangerous, they hate it, and it's dirty and awful. And then if you can get them to just start to see that maybe this isn't what you should be looking at, because look at all of the entertainment and the dinners and the beautiful blah, 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 blah. Then all of a sudden, for them to really sincerely see it differently.
I'm going to give you a little hint, a little tool.
Okay.
I have people create win lists daily.
Win?
Win. Mostly at the end of the day, what we're left with is we're exhausted and we have a list of things we didn't get complete. Mm-hmm. And then we use that paintbrush to paint the entire day. I'm exhausted. I didn't get enough done. Mm-hmm. As the day goes on, start to notice all those little points of light. Someone smiled at you. Mm-hmm. You laughed. Someone had a great conversation. You made that phone call you've been avoiding. Mm-hmm. You read a chapter of the book you wanted to read. There's a win. There's a win list every day.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. I really do. And I love that. I also wanted to mention, I know we have about a minute and a half left, but like when you were talking earlier about when things happen badly and there's already something going on, like the journey is already there. At the end of the day, there's going to be something good out of it. When you're with these people and you see these things happening, to reassure them that you can get through it. And for whatever reason later, it always seems like it was for the best.
Very often it does. And you know, there's another wonderful quote. What happens is not as important as how you respond to what happens.
I love your quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, we don't feel like we have a choice, but we build that muscle in coaching. Really? Like you actually start to experience yourself as the chooser in your life.
Interesting.
Choosing how you feel, choosing how you respond, choosing where you want your life to go. You become your own superhero.
I love it. Now, just one last question. Is there any idea of an average amount of time that a person would take with you to become their superhero and work out their muscles, like you said?
I ask people for a 16-session commitment.
Okay.
And just because you want to give it a chance to work.
Right.
People typically stay longer because mm-hmm. they're so pleased with the results. Mm-hmm. I've had people who within the 16 weeks, someone came to me looking for what's my next best career, and I gave her some exercises to do, and she got it, and she went off and running, you know, and so she was done within that period of time. But mostly it's an evolutionary journey, and the thing is, how good do you want it to be?
Right.
How great are you willing to have it?
Yeah, love it. I always say, if you don't invest in yourself, don't expect anyone else to.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So investment for yourself into your health, well-being, whatever you can do to make yourself better. All right, Natasha Sherman, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
That's our pleasure.
And I invite everybody to get in touch. Ask some questions.
You know, and make your win list.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
And get in touch with Natasha if you'd like to go to this 6-part course, again, over 12 weeks, starting April 12th. Her number, one more time, it's Natasha Sherman. You can go to the website, and it's 609-689-9063. Hope you enjoyed 3 to 4 talented people today. I'm going to stay around for 4 to 5, and we have another guest, another host from the Princeton television shows. Her name is Michelle Granberg, and she's always got something interesting to say. So we're going to meet her shortly. Stay with us. Thanks for listening to Talented People. Thank you again, Natasha, for being here today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All the best.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
The international community has strongly condemned North Korea's weapons of mass destruction proliferation activity and its continued efforts to advance its nuclear missile programs with unprecedented sanctions.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest is applauding new UN sanctions on North Korea.
We welcome this unanimous resolution as a firm, united, and appropriate response by the international community to North Korea's recent provocations that flagrantly violated multiple Security Council resolutions.
Earnest told a briefing that the North must abandon its nuclear ambitions. The sanctions are in a response to North Korea's underground nuclear test in January and a recent rocket launch. A divided Supreme Court is taking up a major abortion case for the first time in nearly a decade. The case involves a Texas law which puts tough restrictions on abortion doctors and clinics.